Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined by William Sigouros and his father, Yanis. William, you're going to believe this, folks, is a nine-year-old owner of William Alexander Toys. He's been creating 3D printed and laser cut toys, other children's products, and he's selling them all online. And he's with me here in studio with his dad, Yanis. Before we talk to William, Yanis, you might introduce your son and his business to us, if you would.
Yeah, well, of course. So William, he started since he has been young with making inventions and toys. So we reached the stage where he says, Daddy, I want my own business, because I have my own business. And I said, okay, William, what would you like to do? We sat down, we brainstormed, he came with ideas, he talked to his friend, and this is how his business started.
All right, well, let's talk to the main man. William, you're very welcome. And you have a partner in the business, Sophia, is that right?
Yes, and we're also going to put a new partner on the business called Milo. He's my friend. He helps do designs for the t-shirts, and since he has a 3D printer, he will help me print some toys too.
Okay, so this is a really great idea. You came up, you chatted about this with your dad. I'm told that you're using AI in this business.
Yes, because...
Can you explain a bit more about that to me?
We're using it for our TikTok because we don't want my face to go on to Twitter or Instagram or TikTok. And that's why we're using AI to convert my videos into cartoon so they don't see my face.
Okay. So then tell me then how you come up with the different products that you're selling within the business. Maybe we just chat about a couple of them.
Yeah, so first are my dragons. They're articulated because if we're trying to find products that are not normally in other shops or businesses, so they'll buy it off this shop and none other.
So it's an exclusive range of products, so no one else can get these. They can only unless they come through your business.
Yeah, because they're not that common to find.
Good.
And our dragons also come in boxes and with cards of each dragon showing their stamina, their health, and their attack damage, how long they live. And then we also have book nooks. We have a Frankenstein book nook and a Korg book nook with a clock and a light.
Wow. So tell me then, you mentioned this third partner that's entering the business, Milo. He's got a range of creative clothing, is that right?
Yes, he's a really good graphic. He's a good at designing products and t-shirts. And he also is good at designing 3D printed products.
Okay, so you were talking then about getting the marketing of the business. Is social media and TikTok, is that your primary channel for getting out there and telling people about the business?
Yes, TikTok is the thing that we're working on the most to improve. Yeah.
Okay. And in when you mentioned TikTok, then you said that you do it in a way that keeps you and your personality safe and out of the limelight. Do you use Instagram or any of those?
We do have Instagram, but and Twitter, Facebook and YouTube, but we're focusing on TikTok for now.
Okay. So when it comes to, I suppose, the range of products within the business, you've got, and you brought in a couple of not really nice ones here to show me. What's the long-term strategy for this business? In other words, if you're here with your dad, Yanis, in 5 years' time, how big is this business going to be?
The future plans are to increase, instead of just toys, we're going to put more toys, but also an adult section for adults too, different products. And we're going to add more toys onto our business.
Are you making any money?
Yes.
So are you able to tell me about that?
So far from what we saw, we got over 600.
Good job. Yeah. And do you work out then when you come up with a product, do you say, okay, this is my dragon, this costs me X amount to make, so I get the parts that are this, do you charge my labourers this, I don't know if you pay rent to Yanis there or anything like that, but you have other costs. Do you know exactly how much each item is costing you that you're selling?
Not really, but I know the dragons are €20.
Right. How much do they sell for?
They...
20 to sell. How much to make them?
Oh, how much to make them? The filament is also around €20. And then the time is pretty quick, so around just €20 too.
And to make it, no, William.
Yeah.
to make it, the cost to make it. €20 has the whole filament for 100 dragons.
So
this is like any family business. Yes. There's rows that happen when, isn't that right? Sometimes you have a disagreement with your dad about the business strategy, yeah?
So, yeah.
So tell me about yourself. So you're in school, obviously.
Yeah.
Are Milo and Sophia in the same school as you?
No, but my friend Milo is.
Right.
Sophia is in a different school. She's going to secondary soon.
Right. And what do you do, what do you like to do outside business? Does this business take up a good percentage of your spare time when you're not studying your homework and everything?
Yeah, it takes a good bit of time, yeah.
Right. And why did you see your dad having his own business and the way he works? Did you see that as being maybe an attractive thing to do, that a good lifestyle, and also that you might make a bit of extra pocket money as well? Was that the kind of reasoning for getting into the business?
Yeah, so I got inspired by my dad's business. And then, I think when I was 5, then I made a wooden stall selling my first products.
Go on.
This was one of my first products. They started with a wooden products in a wooden stall. Every Halloween party I used to sell it to my friends.
Good man.
And then I liked the idea and I upgraded it to an online business with TikTok to increase the number of orders.
So like all good businesses, you're evolving as you go. You're finding new products, new ways of getting to new markets. Well, look, you're an absolute inspiration. You're 9 years of age. You're an entrepreneur. You're the owner of your own business with your two partners of William Alexander Toys. So congratulations and well done. And thank you to you, Yanis,
thank you.
Coming in. Great to see you and every success with this, what's going to be a wonderful business. Really, really inspirational.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.